In the end, you'll notice we have some sharp edges. See, in the, this one I did previously, you round off the edges. You don't want sharp edges because they can damage themselves. If they kick the front foot and the foot in front of them, if these are hind limb, they could cut. So we take off the sharp edges. So the next area, I'm going to draw a line from the axial wall to the abaxial wall, where the axial wall ends, and that is the toe triangle. So we're going to deal with the toe triangle. From here to there, that's level now. And I'm going to blend in this part here to get this to be at the same level. And then after that, the heel, and then the last part is to model the area caudal to the toe triangle on the medial aspect. All right. Oh, some important things about using this. The cutting surface is from 12 to 3. It's only a pulling action you should use. Don't use wrist motion, use arm motion, like this. All right, if you use wrist motion, every time you change you're cutting deeper than you want to. If you're pulling across, you're cutting only small levels areas at a time, and dishing out, right? When we're ready to dish out, then we do that, so. So now I check in. From here to here should be flat. From here to here should be flat. Straight from here to here should be flat. Now I want to dish out this middle part. This area from here to here shouldn't bear weight, and it activates the self-cleaning mechanism. It's the predilection area site for soul abscess. So I'm trying to prevent that from happening. So I'm going to use. Notice that I have a sink there, and that is it. That is step 1 to 3 for the normal hook. For the when you use it now, we could leave this on the ground. Okay, pass the Merlin behind. Everybody, you know what the Merlin is? The small one. All right. So the Merlin replaces your hoof knife, all right? And it's for fine work. So this is where you'll use it for therapeutic treatment. If you have an ulcer. You have a crack in the wall. So the predilection site for ulcer is right by that angle in the coffin bone that I told you about, that is just caudal to this triangle. And we're going to scoop that out a little bit. The Merlin has adjustable speed. So turn it up to high. Hold it. You don't need to hold it like this. Don't block the vents. Same thing for the grinder. That is how it cools. Or hold with two hands, here and here. And this one you could work back and forth. You could work with wrist motion, because you're doing finer work. So you're doing like this. So this is supposed to be a lot higher. Something wrong with this one. So you're doing like this. You're just going to dish out this area here. And you're doing like this. It's for gentle work. And see how I could use it back and forth.
All right.
If there was some defect in the wall here, and I didn't want the whole wall line to bear weight, I'd use the mullion like this to grind up that area where it had a crack. Take weight out of that area. From here to here, well, there weight, this area wouldn't be no weight at all. Like if a nail went through at that point. So I could take pressure off that. So the mullion replaces your knife. Alright, I'm going to also show you the more difficult one to use.